Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you go to my website and check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different one every week. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. And we'll report back to you in the next week in the newsletter and also on the show on what the poll, how the poll turned out. So check that out. All the other things there, the articles, the archives, many, many things that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the work that Charlie Fuel has deposited with us over the years. He's the president of Charlie Fuel and Associates, charliefuel.com. Charlie, tell us what you do for a living.
Well, we help people in business improve their performance in three key areas, and one is leadership. One is their customer service event, and one is their business plan if they don't have one. And part of this whole leadership path, Jim, is that many people get in business because they love what they do, and that's great, and they have a passion for it, and that's great. But to move from an entrepreneurship to use your words, a CEO, you have to change your model. You have to be willing to set leadership paths and do things that leaders do versus managing the business day-to-day as an entrepreneur. And that's the sometimes in small business America, that's a big, big struggle.
It's huge.
As I said earlier, I grew this thing, Jim. It's my baby. It was my idea. We've got it up. We've got it running. And I don't want to hand it off and they mess it up.
Right.
Well, that happens when you do not have clear expectations and clear responsibility and accountability measures in that career path for your people. Does that take time? Absolutely. Does it reap benefits? Absolutely.
Are there going to be mistakes made? Are there going to be some issues? Of course there are going to be. You know, Charlie, when I converted, as you may know, when I started this business, when I started broadcasting on the radio in 97, I mean, I did everything 100%, and I did it for a long time. Before I actually handed this over to somebody else, I did everything in terms of booking the show and all that kind of stuff. I did all that myself. It was really hard for me to hand that over to somebody. Now they won't let me touch it. The thing I taught them to do, they won't let me touch it anymore.
And that's not a bad thing, is it?
No, it's good because it's allowed my business to grow. But if it hadn't been for that, I wouldn't have grown.
I know that time is short this morning, but I want to talk about something just for about 3 minutes about how do you get it done.
All right.
For those small business owners, entrepreneurs out there saying, you know, it's not that easy. I agree, but let me give you about three things to remember. Number one, when you build your mission and vision objectives, when you sit down with your business plan and you say, what's our company mission, what's our vision, and how are we going to get there? Part of that design has got to be that you have clear expectations of how your employees be responsible and accountable. And what does that mean? Responsible, simply put, when you take Webster's and you look at the dictionary and then you think about how you apply it, when your people know how to distinguish between right and wrong behaviors in your business, then they can become responsible. If you don't articulate and spell out right and wrong behaviors in their aspect of the job. Now, Jim, it may be that, you know, a small company doesn't have but two or three employees, and they do multiple things. But in the areas that they're responsible for, from your playbook as the owner, when you tell them how to discriminate right and wrong behaviors, that's first. If they don't know what your definition of right and wrong behaviors are, and they bring that definition with them, and you just allow them to run that definition, then you have a higher risk of failure.
Right.
So one of the simple steps is you either put it in your employee handbook, you put it in a company letter form, you say, here's how you behave, here's good behaviors and bad behaviors in these functions. Then number two, you tell them how you're going to measure that. Here's how I'm going to measure your ability to perform right behaviors. I'm going to monitor the way you converse with customers on the phone. I'm going to monitor your interaction with customers. I'm going to monitor your correspondence, whatever it is.
Right.
So number one, you set clear expectations.
Delivery expectations for something that they're working on, whatever it may be.
And many owners I've talked to, well, they know that, Charlie. Yeah. No, they don't. They don't know what your playbook is unless you tell them. If you hire an employee,
and also even if everybody knows it, if you're not reinforcing it, and if it's not written down, if it's not something that you talk about on a regular basis, it erodes over time, doesn't it?
On that, you read that. You read the script. That's number two. Then once you set that, you have to model it. And no differently than putting the key in the door every morning in your business, coaching and modeling is part of your natural cultural behavior as a leader. You have to own it every day. There's never a timeout for the owner that models the right and wrong behavior. So number one is set them up, responsibility and accountability. Number two, model it every day. You have to make a commitment to model it. And then number three, the third thing is, on a regular basis, have a proactive conversation, a dialogue, reviewing the performance that you've observed. What one of the things that drives employees crazy, Jim, is surprises.
Yeah.
Surprises. They never hear anything about what they've done
surprises
right.
Surprises are for birthdays.
Yeah, that's
not for
right.
business.
So, number one, set expectations, responsibilities, accountabilities. Number two, model it every day as your culture. And number three, proactively dialogue about, hey, I saw you do that well, thank you, but there's some areas we need to work on. Mm-hmm. That way the employee is growing regularly.
Mm-hmm. And they know what the parameters are. They know how to operate. They know how to focus their how to improve themselves. It's very clear on what they have to do to improve themselves. Charlie, thanks for helping us with our leadership development today. Good job today.
Appreciate you, Jim.
Charlie Fuell, F-E-W-E-L-L, charliefuell.com. This is his website. I encourage you to check him out. He works all over the place. Going to take a quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.